No.
Good evening.
You are not.
We are in beginning of Bereshit, starting the Torah from the beginning. And when we talk about starting, we just now went through a whole procedure of Yamim Tovim, of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. And we have to understand what is the meaning of all the procedure. Twice a year we have a similar procedure. We have it on Chodesh Tishrei and we have it on Chodesh Nisan. And it's a similar procedure that goes through Yom Tov and gets to a Simchat Torah. If it's on Shavuot, when we receive the Torah, and if it's on Simchat Torah, it's, again, everything is connected with the Torah, which we are beginning now. And it's very important to understand that what is important in all this procedure is not the Yom Tov itself, it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's not Yom Kippur, and it's not Sukkos, and it's not even Simchat Torah. Those are all stones on the way to get to the normal life, to use the tools we got on the Yom Tov. In other words, the Neshama came to this world to do a job. And the job is when you are in the daily life practicing what you have to do. But because the Neshama is from up there in heaven, and the body is from here, from earth, it's quite complicated and not so easy to do it. So God gave us those Yom Tovs in order to connect us and to give us the power and the light to see the right way and to go on the right way. But the idea is very simple. It's like somebody's got an operation. The idea is not the operation. The idea is what's happening after the operation. What you're going to do? Are you going to function? So, as a beginning for this, God gave us Sukkos. Sukkos was like full with mitzvahs, beautiful mitzvahs, in order for us to really practice it in the best way we can. But we're still covered with the Sukkah, and we are covered with the wings of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Sukkah is called the shade of Emunah. Now, we're starting the real life. And this is really the mission. To be holy when everybody is holy. To be holy on a holy day. It's very easy. To be holy on Yom Kippur, if you are a little connected, you are elevated. But the test is now. What are we going to do with all the power we got? Are we going to use it in the right way? Or not? Bereshit. So there are a lot of questions of this word, Bereshit. First of all, why it's starting with Bet, the Torah, and not with Aleph? It sounds like a childish discussion. But why? What do you mean why? Bereshit is Bereshit. Well, so it starts with Bet. Well, we don't see those discussions on other words. So what is this? All this, and by the way, there are so many things written about why it started in Bet and not in Aleph. And in order to make this clear, first of all, we have to understand the holiness of the Hebrew. The holiness of the letters, the Hebrew letters. And in our parsha we see that the Torah was written in the holy language also. When we see a lot of things that are, you can say only in Hebrew, you cannot say them in other words. For when you see Chava, Em Kol Chai, and you see a lot of other things that are connected only to Hebrew. You cannot say them in other languages. So why is it Bet and not Aleph? So, A few of the answers are, Aleph is Arur.
Arur
is cursed. Yes. So the Torah, the Kodesh Baruch didn't want to start with a letter that starts,
and
Bet is Bracha. And also there are two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, which is Bet, Shtayim, two. But it is very interesting that there is a midrash that said that all the letters came to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and wanted the Kodesh Baruch Hu to start with them. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu decided to start with the Bet because Bet is blessing. But the Aleph didn't even ask for anything. She was standing on the side. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you, I'm going to start giving the Torah. What is the first commandment? Anochi. Aleph. So now, what is more important? The creation? Or, as we said a few minutes ago, the task, the mission? Of course, the mission. The whole world was created for us to do the Torah. So in other words, the Aleph is in the right place. And you start with Bet, with all the reasons, but the most important thing is that this whole creation was created for the human being to come and take the Torah and practice it. And as we see, at the end of our parsha already, this beautiful world is destroyed. And when it is destroyed, the reason is because human being doesn't behave the way he should. And only Noach is this guy that we'll see in the next parsha that is doing the right things in the eyes of God, and God loves him and he's saved. But when we look at it, why God destroyed all the animals? And all, if human beings sin, kill him, destroy him, why to destroy the whole creation? And again, we come to the same point. The whole idea of the creation is for what? For the human being. If there is no human being, there is no reason for the creation to exist. If my Torah is not being kept, by whom? By the animals? By human being? There is no reason for the world to exist. So God destroys the world because of the human being. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו.
But why do you say that this is not the real world? It's to prepare us for the next world.
That's the bet, again. That's the bet. Again, it's one of the reasons of the bet. There are two worlds. We have this world and the next world. But there is another question. If the whole reason for this world is Adam, the human being, why doesn't the Torah start with him? Start with the creation of human being. Why do we need to steal this whole story about the creation when the reason for the creation is, first of all, the human being, the man, human being? The real truth is, it does start with the human being. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. What did God create? The combination of
Heaven
and earth. What is man? Heaven and earth. A neshama from heaven and a body from earth. So the whole idea of this whole creation is this beautiful combination, impossible combination of spirituality with earthly things, with, like, take the spirit, the neshama from up there in heaven and connect it to the lowest thing that there is,
to the dust
of the earth. And this is human being. Obey.
Amen.
So God, says the Midrash, wanted to create the world with Midat Hadin, with the law, with the judgment. And he saw that the world cannot exist this way, so he mixed chesed, rachamim. Now, how do we see this? We talked about it a lot of times because it's written so clearly. Because there is another interesting point that we see the creation being described twice. The whole first chapter is talking about the creation, and then again it starts to tell us the same story when we look after Vayichulu Hashamayim Vaaretz. We come to Ele Toldot Hashamayim Ve'aretz Be'ibaram Be'yom Asot Hashem Elokim Et Hashamayim Ve'kol Siach Hasadeh, etc., etc. And again we hear this, like the same thing, but there is an interesting difference. The whole first chapter you won't find the name of Mercy Hashem. You will find only the name Elohim. You can look. Bereshit bara Elohim. Then look at the next pasuk. Veruach Elohim. Vayomer Elohim. Vayar Elohim. Vayomer Elohim. Vayar Elohim. And you go through the whole song. You see Elohim, 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 which is Midat Adin. But as we say, Alaba Machshava. God wanted, he thought was to create the world in Midat Adin. Because that's the proper thing. We put the neshama here in order to practice the Torah, to do the laws of the Torah. If you don't do them, you're going to get punished, and that's it. But God saw that it doesn't work, so when He really created the world, He created it, as we see in the next chapter. Ele toldot ha-shamayim va'aretz bi'ibaram b'yom asot Hashem Elohim. And then you can go on and on with the psukim, and you see Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim, again, 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 again. So it's very clear that the Torah is telling us this simple story that Chazal talking about it. And you know, sometimes we say, well, how did Chazal learn this thing? It's written, it's very clear. We have to understand something very interesting. That when we say that God thought of creating the world in a certain way, it's not like we are thinking. It was created this way. A thought of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not a thought of us. So in other words, that is also connected to the two procedures that we have in the year, because there is a discussion, when was the world created? Was it created in Nisan? Which is the Chodesh Harishon Lachem, they call it Chodesh Harishon Nisan, or was it created in Tishrei? So if we take what we learn here, we can put it there. Alah b'machshava is Nisan. And really, starting the world is Tishrei. So in other words, everything is connected together. We just have to take it and put it together. So now, why did God want to create the world in Midat Adin? What's the idea behind it? We have to understand it. Because when we talk about Midat Adin and Midat HaRachamim, there is an important message here, because we have to commit ourselves to do the mitzvahs. But as we are built, as we said, from a soul from up there and a body from here, it's not very easy. It's very hard. But we have to understand this. That's what we see also with Cain and Hevel. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Cain, La petach chatat rovetz, before he kills Hevel. Because Cain, think about it, he is the one who's got this beautiful idea to bring a sacrifice to God. And he does it. And his brother copies what he is doing. And God is listening to Evel, his brother, and is not listening to him, which he was the bad guy with the idea. Wouldn't you get angry? Of course. So God tells him, לפתח אתה תרובץ. Be careful. You're not going in the right way. You can have beautiful ideas. But how do you practice? How do you do them? Do you do them with all your heart? Or you just do them from the outside? Which he did. He brought all the rubbish. And still, it doesn't help. God warns him. He tells him, "Lapetach ata trovetz. Be aware. You have a problem." And he kills his brother. So we see this fight between Chesed and Din to understand what is our mission. Some people ask, what is this lesson? I don't understand. Evel was doing the right thing and he was killed. So what does it mean? And this is another lesson. We have to understand that you cannot have one without the other. And that is also the bet. We say two worlds, there's also two things, the spiritual side and the physical side. And you cannot take them apart. Hevel can be a goody-goody. But if it's not in practice, it doesn't help. Cain can be a guy that does things that got good idea, but is not connected to the spiritual part, it's also no good. In other words, only when I take the right with the left together, the chesed with the gvura, then can I have something out of it. This is olam ha-maaseh. This is a world of doing. Up there, it's a spiritual world. And the neshama comes here to do something. In other words, the lesson is the combination that we have to make sure that it works. That's why we went to the procedure of all these yontifs, in order to get this power, which is not easy. It's not easy. We all know it's not easy. So we have to try the best we can in order to do it. As we see that in the same parsha, a world is created and a world is destroyed. But there is a light. Noach, there is a light there. It's like this Hasidic story that tells about this guy that is telling to this to a rabbi. He says, "You know, I go to my rabbi every Yom Tov, and you know, I get elevated to heaven, and then I go back home to my village, and it's like nothing happened. The soul, I'm the old same guy. All this thing that I've." The spiritual things I had with my Rebbe is gone." So this guy tells him, "I'll tell you a story. Two friends go in the forest. It's dark. You see nothing. One's got a torch. And he lights the way for both of them. But at a certain point, he has to go right and the friend has to go left. So the one with the light goes right and the one doesn't know where to go. He's got no light. So what is the lesson? When you go to the rabbi, take a light with you. Don't leave the light there." And that's a lesson.
When you leave the rabbi.
Of course, when you leave the rabbi. You went to the rabbi, take the light and then...
But that's why you go, to be inspired.
Yeah, but the problem is that sometimes, you know, we get to onto, oh, wow. And then, everything comes out. Like nothing happened.
I read something about that one reads Kohelet. That's why Kohelet is there, after, you know, all this high that you get, but you read Kohelet, that which brings you back to the reading.
It's not only mind. Kohelet, it's they say Simchat Beto Shoeva. Yonah Navi, the prophet Yonah, he got his prophecy power from Simchat Beto Shoeva in Sukkot. He was not a prophet, but because he got so elevated in this simcha of Bet HaShoeva, they say, those who didn't see Simchat Bet HaShoeva didn't see simcha in their life. Like this joy that people got from this yontef, this Simchat Bet HaShoeva, it was something unbelievable. It was so high. You got so high spirit that Yonah Navi got the spirit of prophecy from this. And then you have Simchat Torah. Now, if you don't take anything out of this, you have a problem. You have to think, Now I'm taking it in order to have the power to go with life. I have to take the life. There are people that, you know, you can just, they come and they daven and they think, but nothing goes in. Yeah. It's only, it stays on the outside. It's like spilling out. You have to take it in so you can take it with you. And that's the idea.
Another thing we learn from Cain, that he is the first to make tshuva.
What?
He is the first man in the world to make tshuva. Cain.
Not exactly. He didn't do so such a good job. They say he was going like, it's not, let's say, not exactly did the right thing. That's why, you see, the point is that you see Abel is gone and Cain is gone. You know, the world was not created, not from Hevel and not from Cain, from Shet.
Yeah.
And that's a big lesson. As I said, you cannot have only the right side, and you cannot not only have the left side. You need both of them, the combination. That's why we said you have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, without Yitzchak, there is no Yaakov. Right, without a man, a male, without a female, it's no children.
Well,
we're talking about
natural.
The natural nature, how it was created by God.
Okay. The nishomis, where all the nishomis from the world was in Adam, and when he sins, all the nishomis went to Yaakov, yes? The Kabbalah said this.
The Kabbalah says that the whole one of the ideas is that all the neshamot are from Adam HaRishon.
Yes, that's what it says. When he sin, to Yaakov.
No, it's all the neshamas are from Adam HaRishon. From Adam HaRishon, if you want to talk about somebody, the only one who stayed then is Noah. And after Noah, there was Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and there were a lot of others. So there were a lot of neshamot. So you cannot say that Yaakov takes ownership. It's an idea. You have to understand that it's the idea. Yaakov is like the combination of Avram and Yitzchak. Yes, you have, because you have Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet. So the Tiferet without the Chesed, it is not combined with the Gvura. There is no Tiferet. The Tiferet is the one. Yaakov is the one who brings the 12 tribes. Because the combination. There is another thing we have to understand and realize. When we're talking about Midat HaDin, Din, people are getting frightened. You know, a few years ago when I've been in Shanghai, because this exhibition that I go is always before Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. And we were talking there about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And this guy from New York, he said, it was in textile or something, whatever. And we're sitting in one of the dinners and he's telling, I don't know, well, you are putting everything in a very nice light. Our rabbi in New York, he tells us this is that those are days that you have to be very careful and it's you have to do tshuva, and he puts it all in a very frightening way, you know, very something. And you're not doing it like it's... I says, you know, I don't know what your rabbi is doing. But I know what Shlomo HaMelech said. Drachei adarchei Noam v'chol netivoteha shalom. The ways of the Torah, way, gentle ways, soft way, nice way. This is the way to approach somebody. And it's very interesting that a few weeks ago I was talking with a guy that did tshuva and then went back. And it's very strange when a thing like this happened, but it's not strange. It depends how we did tshuva. And when we were talking, so I realized what was happening. This rabbi was talking with him. He made him from, let's say on Sunday he was chiloni, on Monday he was ultra-orthodox. Doesn't go like this. Doesn't work.
No,
so he broke. Yeah, he broke. Couldn't do it. So I was telling him, You know, what God wants you is to do what you have in your own ability to do, and you have to start with a small step. Do one thing. He says, what do you mean? Well, you have all the mitzvahs. Don't worry. They're going to wait for you. They're not running away. You do what you can. God will help you to do a little more. And he liked this idea very much. But that's exactly what I was telling to this guy. You know, you can frighten people. Intelligent people, it won't work on them. They won't do tshuva this way. You frighten them away. But when you show the beauty of the... That's the idea. God doesn't want us to be frightened of the Torah. He doesn't want us to be scared. He wants us to love each other, to love God. Do you love somebody who threatens you all the time? If you don't do this, you have to do this. And you know, you have those rabbis who talk like this. So maybe for certain people, it is suitable. For most people, it's not the right way. And this is why God, when he wanted to create the world, what did he do? He mixed chesed. Because otherwise, it doesn't work. God is telling us, this is the way. There is no other way. So, when we're talking about creation of the world, Midat Adin, Midat Rachamim, and what should we do after we went through this beautiful procedure of the Yontef, and now we get to start, Bereshit Bara Elokim et Hashamayim et Haaretz. We have to understand what is our part in the creation. And this we see in the second part when something unbelievable is happening to show us that this whole world was created for whom? For us.
Man.
For men. And we'll see it in Sheni, in Pasuk. Sheni. When we said this, the second description of the creation, where Ele Toldot Shemayim V'Arz Bibaram Biyom Asot Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim. Here you see also, you see Shamayim Va'aretz and Eretz V'Shamayim. Did you see? You have it twice. I also again to teach us this beautiful combination. And then is written, Ve'kol Siach HaSadeh, got it?
Yeah.
Ve'kol Siach HaSadeh Terem Yiyeh Ba'aretz Ve'kol Esev HaSadeh Terem Yitzmach. Nothing is growing. Why? Ki lo imtir Hashem Elokim al haaretz, because God, there was no rain, no water. This, by the way, brings us to the Tfilat HaGeshem that we stayed on Shmini Atzeret. And you know, the Chazan is with the Kittel, and the melody is of Ne'ilah. And you know, water, what is so important? Suddenly we go back to Ne'ilah, because without rain, there is nothing. Nothing. Without water, there is nothing. So, it's a pasuk. I cannot see the pasuk. Sorry. I think it's pasuk hey.
Hey.
And what is the reason that God, nothing is growing and there is no rain? What is the reason? What is written then? Ve Adam en lavod et adama. What work? Praying. Praying to God. Man is not there to pray to God to take down the rain. In other words, this whole world is waiting for us
to
make things happening. Because otherwise, nothing is going to happen.
So why is everything happening like it is at the moment? What's happening?
What's happening is, it's like I told you the story, you know. It's not easy to behave in the right way. Like, I think 2 years ago or a year ago, I've been in on Simchas Torah in a hotel, and told you the story with the egg. You know, you wait on the line for this to make you an egg.
The egg.
And now I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. I have two people. Baruch Hashem, only two people stayed. And one is ordering like 10 omelets. So it's not one. It's 10 people.
Yeah.
And the other guy suddenly sees a friend coming in. and he goes to the end of the line, and he's, oh no, well, you don't have to wait. How many eggs do you need? Another six. So I've got now, instead of 10 people, right. I've got 20 people that's waiting. Yeah. And you know, it's really aggravating, you know, but yeah, that's not fair. You don't do these things like this.
Yeah.
So I see my daughter-in-law on the other side, and she's really, she's got only one to wait for. So I said, you know what, I only need two eggs. I'll go to her. Tell him to do that. So I come to her. So I'm telling him to do another two eggs. And suddenly a guy behind, how dare you? Says, well, what happened? What are you shouting for? An egg you're shouting? You know, I was just standing there for a long time. And then I had all this thing happening. And I says, everybody's doing it. So well, I'm two eggs. I'm not there like I'm. And she's there on the, at the line. And this guy said, so we started shouting at each other. And I look very calm, but I'm not so calm. And I've got temper. And I took this guy, and he touches me. I said, if you touch me again, I'll hit you. I tell him, this was this chach-chach. So I said, chach-chach. I just took him and pushed him. And my two sons from the other side of the room, they see what's happening. They're coming running. Wow, there was all balagan. The whole cheder ochel. And I'm thinking to myself, point is you're for egg? What am I doing here? For a egg?
I don't even eat eggs.
And you know, and then you know, you have this fight inside you. And you know this is Chilul Hashem.
And you can't control it.
And it's very hard to control. So I take myself, calm down. I says, you know the guy, you know what? Slicha. I hug him, I think Slicha, nothing happened. No, he says, no, we shouldn't fight on a egg. Bakasha, go, I don't eat any eggs. And this guy was frightened, yes, because of what, but never mind. Says, yes, yes. But at this moment, I understood. It's not easy, but that's exactly the fight that we have to fight. This is what makes the difference between us and animals. And you know, sometimes, you know, when you go on the road, people are the people, really, sometimes you have to, all those tests, all these things going around you. It's not easy. But that's why we're here. And I'm not saying we're not saints. Sometimes, you know, what can we do? From the other side, we had this mashgiach there in the hotel that he did Simchas Torah really for the whole hotel. What so nice, what beautiful. He put so much effort into it. And really, so you have to look at the good side in life. But to tell you it's easy? No, it's not always easy. But that's why we're here. This is this combination we have. So we have to control it.
Today in the super heavenly, there is a Ravia that always in this super, she gave me what I need halavi. And every time I ask her if there is butter from Nova, and always she said no. Today she said, I am it's hold there for my clients, for the clients that ask. I said, yes, no, bring me. She said, yes, I'll bring you what happened, that Nuva begin to give to each super two boxes, like boxes from carton in butter. And she saw one woman took all the carton and she went. Then from this day, she begin to hold, and who asked her?
She gives it.
She gives.
But that's also a very interesting story with this butter. I don't know what's happening. We don't use butter also for many years. No. But you know, it's funny. You know, like butter is
low.
No, it's because somebody told me that it's not worthwhile for them to do it because it's how do you say, it's sponsored by the, they have to, they cannot raise the price. What they do is they sell the small ones. The small one is not
the small.
The small ones you can charge whatever you want.
It's subsidized.
Yes, it's subsidized. So you cannot. So they. It's all a big game. What can we do? That's it's the.
That's why.
Yeah, of course.
The balance of cheese.
What do you think? There is no butter.
When James went to the
if you have cheese, there is butter. But if they don't want to do it, yeah, in small, yeah, because then it's not again. It's not in the machine, in the price. You can charge whatever you want. The butter that is produced in Israel, they cannot raise the price. They have a fixed price. They cannot raise it. So whatever, I don't know. It's a it's a funny story. I just heard about it a few days ago.
Why the butter, yes, and not the milk?
No, they should do the milk.
You're asking me, I'm not
Because
I'm not Nuva, and I don't know what
they know why, because the milk, the butter comes from the milk.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's a funny story, I don't know. I really don't
okay,
know.
Sure.
Okay, so, one of the things that we have to understand is that we have this privilege to start the year with Bereshit here in Eretz Israel, which is a big privilege. And it, by the way, it's an advantage also. Because here, when we do something, it's double what we get than we do it in Chutz La'aretz. And, you know, sometimes...
They have double chag.
That's big. They need a double chag. Because if one day we do the double, they need to do double and have to get it. And still don't get it. It's like you're reminding me. I always tell about it. There is this Gemara that says that if on the first day of Sukkot it rains, it's like God is not improved at all. That what all we did, we're not, he's not happy with us. It's like a servant comes to his master and brings a glass of water, and the master takes the water and spills it on him. So it's not a good sign. So somebody asked me, "Well, we in Europe, we have always we have rain on the first day, always
no,
rain." So I says, "Well, what do you think?" I says, "Come to Israel. What do you want? You want God to be happy about it that you're there? God is telling you every year again and again and again, you still stay there. I see, but that's life." It's like I can never forget it. A few years ago, we've been on Sukkot in Jerusalem in a hotel, and I'm sitting with a couple. Yeah, they were drinking in the lounge, whatever it was, and we started talking about. They're not religious, but you know, starting talking about Jerusalem and it's Israel and. And, you know, they were so Zionists and talking about so good things about Eretz Israel and said, Baruch Hashem. And suddenly I said, they're not Jews. They're not Jews. It cannot be. You know?
And they're evangelists.
There were Christians that left left their church because they didn't like the idea, and they love Israel. They come on Sukkot and Pesach every year from South Africa. I don't know where from, or I don't remember where. Yeah. And you know, and they know so much. And you know, if I had this feeling, and so I said, and I had to cut it out. And then he was telling me the husband that. We are Christians, but we believe in Israel. We believe that you are the chosen people. And and I says, well, I need the goyim.
Tell me what.
You know, it was, I think, in the same week that in UNESCO they said that Jerusalem is not ours. If you remember, the temple is not ours.
Yeah,
and there was this whole thing. And I'm telling to myself, Ribbono shel Olam. Really, when you see, you talk with people here.
No.
And you know all this thing about religion, no religion, teaching where we came from, not teaching, and you see, what do you say? That's right. If the UNESCO said that we've got no connection, they are right. There's so many people here that got no connection to the Beit HaMikdash. So we need the goyim to teach us. You see, that's what God is doing. We need the goyim to teach us. So I need those two, this couple, to tell me. How I have to understand my job. That I am a part of the chosen people. And Eretz Israel is the Holy Land. I need them to tell me. And I need UNESCO to tell me that I've got no connection. And how true it is.
And they believe it. But years ago, it's only recently that the evangel that they're so welcome. I mean, years ago they were... very under a lot of suspicion because they thought that they were coming to evangelize and to convert, and it's only recently, in the past
From him, I understood that it wasn't like the church was not exactly like that, it changed. Or they were one of those who did the change, I don't know. But the thing is that they were a group that they belonged to a church and they left the church. Yeah. And they started a new group that really believed in Israel and everything. So maybe, I don't know.
Maybe there was.
Yes, maybe that's what the development could be. Yeah, so.
The truth is, all this.
The truth.
Yeah, the truth is that all these groups, they believe that if all the Jews come to Israel, make Eliyah, and we live here like real Jews, Yoshki will come back.
They believe. Yeah.
They believe. That's why they, you know, they want to.
Okay, so
meanwhile, what is going to happen? They will see that Yoshke doesn't come,
right?
And they're going to become a part of us. That's all. So I've got no problem with this.
Yoshke will.
Yes.
Their best.
So. We all have this snake inside, right?
Oh, let's we're talking about the snake. Something very interesting happens when we talk about the snake. Because when we look at the story with the snake, we said that now the whole second part is Hashem Elokim. Yes? The first one was Elokim, second one is Hashem Elokim. Now let's go and look what's happening when we get to the snake. Look, it's very interesting. והנחש היה ערום מכל חיית השדה אשר עשה השם אלוקים. You see? השם אלוקים. Okay? חסד, we did. ויאמר אל האישה, אף כי אמר, מי אמר?
אלוקים.
השם is not there anymore.
Yeah.
We were here, I don't know where you were.
Gimel. So you can see how important it is to understand that we need this mixture of din with chesed. Because the whole sin of the nachash happens because we're talking only din. Look, it's unbelievable. It starts with Hashem Elokim, but when the snake talks to Chava, he says Elokim Amar. When Chava is answering, what is Chava saying? No? Ki Amar Elokim. Again. He mixed her. And this is also a part of the answer to this guy who told me our Rebbe is talking with us and this, and I was talking like in a nice way, because that's exactly the idea. When you go and take only the din, the world cannot exist. Yeah. And that's exactly what the snake is doing. He is using the din. He's trying to force the din. And Chava is going and falling into it, also talking with din. And only then, ki yodea Elokim, and then vayishmeu et kol Hashem Elokim. Goes back to Chesed, because without the Chesed, it would end at this moment. So we see this beauty of when you look at the Torah and you read. You know, you can read it 100 times. And you don't see those things. They are hidden.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's the power of Chazal. They saw all those things. And they teach us all those beautiful lessons that are written here. And suddenly you find it out. That's the light of the Torah. And it's unbelievable to see it.
Really?
And then, there is another thing. Vayikra, this is Pasuk.
Pasuk Tet, I think.
And Hashem said to Abraham to listen to the women,
Vayikra Hashem Elokim el Adam vayomer lo ayeka. And that's a very, this word is an unbelievable word. Ayeka is Eicha. It's the same letters, like Eicha Yashva Badad. And Ayeka is, where are you? So one of the beautiful things I saw is, God is asking, where are you? Yesterday, you've been with me. And now, you're with the snake. And that's God talking to each one of us. Ayeka, where are we? After all this beautiful procedure we went, where are we? Are we with the snake or are we with God? And we have to check ourselves. Are we in the right way? And you know the power that we've got, and this is something we have to remember all the time, it's together. Only if we're together we have the power to do things. You know, we've been now on Sukkot in a hotel in Eilat. And we...
I hope you didn't have any fights. I hope you didn't have any fights.
No, Baruch Hashem, no fight. This was a different crowd, Baruch Hashem. And there was no line near the eggs. No, from this day I decided, from this day on I decided if there is a big line, I just, no eggs. I take the eggs that I've got there ready. I can exist on this also. And beautiful holiday, but we were living on Motzei Shabbos. Because we had Simchas Torah, Shoshana Rabbah, Simchas Torah, and it's not so nice to be there. And what happened, and this is something I cannot understand, really, in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKodesh, that they make you leave the room in the middle of Shabbos. Yeah. This is something unbelievable.
Except in Jerusalem.
There are a few places, but anyway.
In the middle of Shabbos?
Yes, you have to leave the room. They give you a place to put the thing, otherwise you have to pay.
Otherwise
just a minute, you have to pack... In Shabbos?
Yeah. No, you pack before. You do. You organize yourself before. And
but
they come and take the bags from the room.
In some way they force you. Because people don't think they have to pack in Shabbos.
But not every hotel.
No, not every hotel. Yeah. But there are certain hotels, they do it. You know, if you come with a big group, they don't do it. They it's all in. But if you come as an individual, now we are...
In Israel, that shouldn't be the way.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. So anyway,
they lose
we got the permission because we are members, whatever, doesn't matter. We and maybe three rooms got the permission to live through the checkout on Motzei Shabbos. And the hotel was full, and there are people that I understand they had to maybe get the room in 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they couldn't take a room. Now, what was happening on Motzei Shabbos was unbelievable. I took a film of it, even. They came... maybe 15 people into our room in one go and cleaned the room in 5 minutes. And, you know, I looked at that and says, wow, this is the power when you do things together. You know, if they had to do it, let's say one come, but normally they one or two dealing with the room, it would take them an hour and who knows how long. They went in and everybody was doing something. One was hoovering, the other one was cleaning the... In the toilet, they had 4 people.
Crowded.
You know, I took a film of it. If I'll show you the film, you won't believe it. You won't believe it. Yeah, it's really not too. It's not too bad. You look and you see people going around like ants, like going around the room. But in 5 minutes, the room was finished. And you know, this is when you think about it. When you're alone, you are limited. When we are together. We have an unbelievable power. And we have to use it. And I think that this is one of the big lessons we have to get from Sukkot, from this whole procedure. Because the whole idea of Sukkot is Kol HaEzrach BeYisrael. Everybody has to sit in the Sukkot. And then all the 4 minim, Arbat HaMinim, Aguda Achat, they have to be together. It's the Tzaddik with the Rasha, with everybody, all Am Yisrael together.
Women don't have to sit in the Sukkot.
What do you mean not? You have to understand.
It's lo chiyuv.
Lo chiyuv. Where are you going to eat?
Okay, but you don't have to. You can. Where are you going
to
eat?
Are you not allowed to sit in the sukkah?
No, you're allowed. But it's not.
When you love somebody, you do only what you have to do. That's exactly the point. What you're saying is an unbelievable thing. It's a beautiful idea. In other words, you sitting in the sukkah not because you have to sit, because you want to sit in the sukkah. So is it better? Of course.
In America.
In other words, women.
I have to sit and I didn't
sit. I can tell you that a lot of people don't sit out. The men also don't sit. So what can we do? That's life.
The women sit on the non-kosher side.
It doesn't matter. As long as we're together, as long as we're together, it's like. A woman asked me, am I allowed to bench on the lulav? She says, why not? Because the Sfaradim, there is a lot of... the Sfaradim don't do it.
Don't they?
Okay.
Don't say Yiskor either, I understand.
I don't know about Yiskor, but everybody's got his own minhagim, and that's minhagim. But the idea is that when we're talking about sukkahs, the Torah is not telling us that a woman shouldn't sit in the sukkah. The same way as the Torah is not telling us that a woman shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that. It depends how you look at it. If you're doing things because you love God, you do not only what you have to do, you do what you want to do. What you want to do. You want to do good. So this is the idea of sukkahs. The idea of sukkahs is to tell us, and when we're talking about men and women, we have to understand, as a couple, there is no... It's one. There is no other thing. That's one. And even if it's not a couple, you still have to understand the idea is that men and women are in a certain way equal.
In a certain way.
Of course! Of course! The same way as I am equal with the Kohen and with the Levi. But I cannot do his job. But I'm equal. I am a Jew exactly as he is. And that's exactly the...
It's
you see,
exactly,
it's written in the Bereshit as well, this whole argument. That's what's finished this lesson for today. Because... I never forget him. Somebody, a woman asked the Rav Neugershal on the radio. And the Rav Neugershal is unbelievable. He really.
Rav what?
Neugershal. He's very good. He's got no beard. I don't know why, but that's not the point.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not going into it. That's not my problem. Anyway, this lady was asking him. The Torah is looking at women from like they are second rate and blah, 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 blah. And you see, also the proof is in Bereshit. When God created the world, He takes the pulke from Adam Arishon and creates the world the woman from the pulke. So he said, "I'm sorry, you don't know Hebrew."
Is that the reason?
Tzela. What is that tzela? What is a tzela?
It's a rib.
By the way, we're talking about women, I've got to say, it's written also in Bereshit.
Yeah.
That women are built like this.
Yeah.
Okay. In order to have babies. It's written.
Yeah.
Rashi brings it. Yeah, it's written. It's written in our Pasha also. Yeah. But never mind. So he told her, tzela is not a pulke.
Yeah.
It's
a rib. It's a side. No, it's a side. It's not a rib. It's not a part of the body.
It's the side.
It's Tzela HaMishkan Temana. Tzela HaMishkan Tzela is a side. And by the way, this is one of the explanations. Because it's written very clearly. And let's go, if we're already talking about it, let's go to the beginning and see what's written.
I said always that the women came from the bones and the men from the dust.
No, you're wrong.
ויברא אלוקים את האדם בצלמו, בצלם אלוקים ברא אותו, זכר ונקבה ברא. This is פסוק. פסוק, what פסוק is this?
פסוק חף זין.
פסוק חף זין, in the, I think in פרק שני.
פרק שני חף זין.
There is no, let's see, there is no חף זין. Oh, בן שלישי
יש no חף זין. No, there is not Chazayin
in Chazayin. Chazayin there is. Okay, Chazayin.
Chazayin.
Vayivra Elohim et Adam b'tzalmo b'tzalmo
b'tzalmo. What's written? Bara et mi? Oto. Mi ze oto? Zachar unekeva bara otam. In other words, God created man as male and female together.
Yeah.
That was the creation. That's what it is. Together.
Says God.
Here.
So you understand, that's exactly the idea. That's exactly the idea. It's Oto Shuotam. It's Otam Shuoto. There is another question with this whole other. Yeah, yeah. And there is a discussion. So why, if God created male and female together as one, why did he separate them?
Yeah.
But it's in his image. So maybe God is one.
Of course, God is one. God is not God. God, you cannot explain. God is not being explained. By the way, I have to understand. When we say God, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Elohim, Din, that's not God. That's not God. This is a description of a certain behavior of God, because we cannot describe God. God is something other. When you, one of the first things you learn in Kabbalah is that God, all the names that we use, it's not God. It's not telling us one of the ways of God.
Just imagine.
Yes, because God, you cannot describe God.
No, because we only have human terms.
Exactly. So it's only to describe action of God. Yeah. So that's why we say Hashem is midat chesed, Elohim is midat adin, and then there are all the others. Anyway, so we see here very clear. So what is the tzela? So men and women. So male and female were created together. Then he separated them, and this is what's the idea of separating them is. To tell everybody that we are different from animals. Animals, a male can go with any female he wants. But here, we are one. In other words, when a couple is getting married, if they find each other, they find the other part of them.
Yeah.
So it's written in heaven. Heaven. That's very clearly the idea about separating. And there are a lot of other things, but what we are talking about is then he take from the tzela, so he explained to this lady, she didn't want what to say. He says, tzela, be'ivrit, he says, ze tzad, batorah ze tzad. And he brings out all the examples of tzela mishkan, tzela ze, tzalotav, al tzalotav, ze lo tzalotav, ze lo, it's nothing to be with a part of the body. It's telling us aside. So, man was created, female and male together. In other words, they are equal.
Alongside each other.
Were animals created that way as well?
No. Definitely not. Definitely not. They were created male separate and female separate. That's exactly to tell us that there is a difference. We are not animals.
And in the animals, the males are more beautiful than the females.
Yes. I don't know. So,
Tzela is the side. So it's
side of the body. A side of the body. Also, side of the body.
Why in the Torah when he describes the snake? He said that the snake was here, you know, didn't have another part. That's why he put the eyes on Chava. This is written.
But that doesn't mean anything. I mean, you can have.
Hashem created her, and she was alone.
And
the snake.
English as well.
No, we don't know that it was alone. It's like the same story with the crow in the Tevat Noah.
No, it doesn't say she was alone, but it says that she was she has no partner.
No, it doesn't say it.
Yeah,
that's exactly the point. He had a partner, but he wanted others. That's a snake.
This is a snake.
He had a partner, but it was not enough for him. He wants others. He wants to party.
But a snake has got both female and male.
Yes, from what I know, yes. From what I know,
and
yes.
In this Torah,
no, there is a female snake and there's a male snake.
But what's a hermaphrodite? Some animals are hermaphrodite.
Yes,
they've got male and female.
Yeah. There is how this called the in the sea there is the susyam, what is written? I don't know how you call it in English. Susyam, male and female. Don't know how you call it in English. Don't think it's called a horse. I don't know how it's called in English. But it's male and female together.
It's like a fish that looks like a...
Anyway, I wish all of us to do a beginning, to understand how we built, and to know that Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu built this world with Chesed together, and we'll start and do this combination and combine the Chesed with the Din, to combine the Neshama with the body. And sometimes we will have fights and it's not easy, but we should always remember that that's why we're here.
And we need unity.
Oh, yes, unity, as we say, unity is power. You know, I'm
talking about a third election.